Welcome to the Theatre Royal.
A couple of years ago, we had a team of ghost hunters who rented out the theatre for the night, and they ran around with their EMF detectors, whatever else is ghost hunters use. And one of the things their psychic told us was that in here, apparently, is a weakening in the veil between our world and the next one. So who knows? Maybe this is where all the spooky things come from. But anyway, let's move on. We'll head through here.
Freaking me out.
The story that I really want to tell you, the story I've actually brought you here to hear, is the story of Nora. And to tell you her story, we have to go back in time. So follow me through to the year 1894.
Hi, my name's Susan. I'm a front of house member of staff here at the Theatre Royal. I work on the bars and front of house. But my other job is as a storyteller, and it's my job to tell the stories of the theatre history here at the Royal. I've had one or two interesting experiences. In some of the bars that are no longer there, I've had glasses of whiskey slip across the bar, which was a little unnerving. I was pouring it for an interval order and I'd sat it down, and when I looked around, it was moving across the bar. I think as a storyteller, it's my job to collect the story. So everything that I said tonight, I've not made any of it up. It's all stuff I found. So perhaps actors do tend to be a little bit more superstitious. So maybe they are more inclined to tell these stories so that they last a little longer. But I think every story has an element of truth. You just have to know where to look to find it. So perhaps some of the things I've told you might explain some of the weird and wonderful things that go on here, but I will leave that up to you to decide for yourself.